on its website, the Albany Bicycle Coalition states that it, quote, promotes bicycling in the capital region and also advocates, is an advocate for protected bicycle lanes, multi-use paths, wayfinding signage, improved road pavement, safe drainage grates, bike share, traffic calming, education for people in cars, on bicycles, on foot, and bicycle parking. Today, we are joined by Lawrence Worden, the president of the ABC. Welcome, Lawrence.
Thank you.
So there are a host of things that we could talk about today, but let's start with something that affects pretty much everybody on the road in the capital region, and that's the development of bike lanes. Where are we at with some of these projects? I know there were a few that you wanted to talk about specifically.
Okay, this year is a kind of a watershed year for bike facilities in the, at least in the Albany area and also in Troy. But I'd like to mention a couple things that are going on in Albany. The first is Madison Avenue Traffic Calming Program. And this was not started and is not largely a bicycle infrastructure change. It's more involved with calming the traffic on Madison Avenue, which is, perhaps many of you know, is a four-lane highway that runs past Washington Park and connects the ultimately connects Gilderland to downtown Albany. And the section that was referred to as the Madison Avenue Traffic Calming Area runs from Allen Street to Lark Street. And that area has many residences, offices, recreational facilities, elementary schools, colleges, and of course the Albany Medical Center right next to it. So we're very interested in having the traffic, automobile traffic calmed on that street so it would be more like an urban inner city street than a super highway, which is what it was before. And curiously, Madison Avenue, although it had a lower traffic volume than adjacent Western Avenue, had more accidents, including fatalities, than Western Avenue, even though Western Avenue has a much higher flow of motor vehicles during the day. So the calming project started as, again, as an effort to calm the motor vehicle traffic and make the street more appealing for pedestrians, bicyclists, transit riders, and of course, motor vehicle operators. And the final design has been implemented, and it has two travel lanes for motor vehicles, a central left turn lane, which not coincidentally ends one of the most common type of accident on Madison Avenue, and that was a rear-end collision that was caused by people either not signaling a left turn or deciding very suddenly to make a left turn, or the following car was not watching the car ahead when it commenced to signal or make a left turn. So we now have a central turn lane, and then adjacent to each of the motor vehicle lanes is a nice wide bicycle lane, and then of course the existing parking. So we retain many of the features of the street, the same width it always was, but the surface has been reconfigured in a fashion that will calm traffic and will provide a much safer and more enjoyable experience for those who use the street for transportation and for those who live on it.
Great. Are there any those bike lanes? There's no rise in the road to separate those.
No,
correct?
These are on road bike lanes. They're done strictly with actually it's not paint, it's adhesive striping, but no, they're just at the road surface. So there's no they're not protected by lines separated from the roadway.
And when did these effectively go in?
They went in this past week. My first ride on them was last Friday, when I joyfully rode from Allen Street to Lark Street on the bike lanes. Now there's some finish-up work being done, a little signage changes and some work on the traffic signals, but all the major work is done, so if anybody goes over to Madison Avenue, they can see exactly how it is, and hopefully they'll come by bicycle and enjoy, one of our premier bicycle lanes in the city. Notably, Delmar, which has a street very similar to Madison Avenue, Delaware Avenue, for some reason was built as a four-lane highway going right through the middle of town. The design for Madison Avenue
in New York, I can't imagine how that would happen.
I can't either. we still have a lot of 1950s road design to overcome. In any event, Delmar has adopted basically the Madison Avenue traffic calming model with two travel lanes for motor vehicles, central turn lane, two bicycle lanes and some parking, and it did not have as much parking as Madison Avenue, a slightly different street. But one of the main concerns on Delaware Avenue, Del Mar, was the frequency of students having to cross the street to get to their schools and transit riders trying to cross the street to get to their buses.
Mm-hmm. So I have a very non-scientific questions for you, so this has been in place for a week, but you've ridden on it at least once. Does it look like something that's going to be effective? Or is it similar to other areas that you know of that have been effective?
Yes. We in the Albany Bicycle Coalition and a number of other organizations worked very, very hard for 12 years to bring this project about. In the course of doing that, we did a lot of research on bicycle lane installations around the country, particularly New York City, Minneapolis, which has become the bicycle capital of the country, Portland, Syracuse, and so on. And the experience from those studies, which were quite extensive and quite sophisticated, were that introducing traffic calming and using bicycle lanes is a number of very positive things for the community. First of all, it's a safety factor, and it reduces the number of crashes and the opportunity for crashes markedly, and we know that. The second thing it does is increase property values. Residences that are on bicycle lanes or near rail trails or multi-use paths tend to increase in value because they become desirable. The third thing that happens is economic development. And this is not only from Madison Avenue, because it's not been in that long, but from our studies across the country, that when bicycle lanes are installed, whatever mysterious process takes place, there's economic expansion. Madison Avenue has a very nice social life. It has many offices and other types of businesses, retail businesses, barbershops, dry cleaners, and so on. And we anticipate that this growth will continue as it has across the country. You know, there's similar settings.
I would guess that that's a process very similar to when artists move, reclaim abandoned buildings just make them livable and attractive again. It's a similar type of effect.
It is. And I think part of that, and this is not scientific, this is just my observations over many years, that it's very difficult not to say hello to someone when you're on a bicycle or when you're walking. when you're riding around in a car, you're isolated. Hopefully you're not texting or using your phone, but you're isolated from your surroundings. You're not eyeball to eyeball with those on the street. When bicycling is introduced and pedestrian use is increased, there is a social calming that takes place, and I think that's somewhat similar to what happens in art venues, because the art venues, as Lark Street has done in the past, for example, and as happens in Troy and the Troy Night Out, when people come to art shows, they socialize, circulate, get to know each other, see each other, and they become more familiar, more comfortable in their surroundings.
Yep. So there were a couple other projects that you wanted to talk about.
Yes. Our main interest in the Albany Bicycle Coalition is strictly transportation. We're interested in you being able to get from one point in the city to another point in the city. That does not mean, however, that we're against recreational use. So one of the things that's happened, again, this is a long-time project, was the completion of the Albany County Helderberg Hudson Rail Trail, which is just being finished as we speak, will be paved from Voorheesville through Bethlehem Del Mar and will end right now. It already ends at South Pearl Street in Albany near the port. This is a tremendous new recreational facility. It's also potentially a commuter facility. If you're commuting from one of the bedroom communities to downtown Albany, it's a wonderful ride in. It's downhill coming in, so you can arrive fresh and relaxed at work. And then on the way home, there's a slight grade, so you get a little hot and bothered. You won't be in difficulty at work. And this is a tremendous recreational opportunity. It's one of the highest used trails. It's the highest used trail in the area in 2017, based on trail counts that we did. Hmm. The next step in this is to connect the Albany County Helderberg Hudson Rail Trail terminus on South Pearl Street with the Albany waterfront. And I'd say, well, that's recreational too. Actually, those who use their bicycles for transportation to get around the city frequently use South Pearl Street as a way to get to wherever they have to go, whether to employment or doctors or whatever. So we're trying to build a south end bike link between the rail trail and the waterfront, and it will incorporate part of Pearl Street, so it will improve transportation for bicyclists within the city. Mm-hmm. A very, very busy street right now, and it's going to take a very challenging project to make it a usable connection.
Okay, so we actually only have about a minute left.
Okay.
And I think there was one other thing that you wanted to mention, but why don't you give some information about your website first, and anything else that you want to add?
Yeah, so we have Albany County Bicycle Coalition has a website, and one of the two most valuable things on that website, it's basically a blog, so there are frequently blog posts that are of interest to the area. But one of the main things we have on there, provided free to anyone who uses it, is our interactive Bike Albany map. And this can be used on your smartphone or computer or tablet to navigate around the city of Albany. So if you put in a destination and a point of origin, it will take you on bicycle-friendly, low-traffic, low-stress streets to get anywhere in the city of Albany. And our goal, of course, is to expand this so it will get you to Troy and Schenectady and Guilderland and so on. The other thing that's on there is a calendar of upcoming events. We try to list everything that we know of that's coming up that has a connection to bicycling. That's, of course, our main interest. And I believe that it's the most comprehensive listing of upcoming events available in the Capital Region.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming in today, Lawrence. And
okay, thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you out on the bike lanes.
You will.
Okay. That was Lawrence Worden, president of the Albany Bicycle Coalition, and that's it.